I'm going to share with you one tip for improving sales, something that can really help you if you're any sort of a business that requires sales, which is pretty much every business, right? So, but especially, you know, in online marketing, home business, network marketing space. And in the process of getting to that tip, I wanted to tell you just about some mastermind conversations that I had the opportunity to be involved in yesterday. As you hear sometimes Mike Hobbs talk about how, you know, I was talking to Paul, and so today's my turn. You know, I was talking to Mike, and we were talking to also one of our top business partners and Freedom Crusaders in the community, Nick Bramble. And we were thinking about, you know, different things, ways in which we can organize a message that will be more simple, easy to remember, and also effective in helping people understand what needs to be done on a daily basis to be able to grow their businesses and move them forward. And that's just a tip in and of itself right there, is if you want to build an organization that has the potential to have really good glue and also quote-unquote duplication. Sometimes I hate to use that word because it's thrown around in weird ways, right? But duplication, then having a message that is consistent, simple, easy to remember, and also, you know, effective. If people actually will follow the message, it produces an effect. That seems to be a good thing. And so we came up with four steps that we were thinking about yesterday. I want to pass these along because I think they're just great for any business. So step number one is get ready, right? Get ready. Before you go out into the business world and do anything, before you go out and work on your business at all, it's important that you get ready, right? It's important that you grow. It's important that you get inspired. It's important that you feed into your heart, mind, and soul with content that can educate you, lift you up, help you believe in yourself, right? That's what we mean by get ready. It's kind of like personal development, or another word for get ready would be grow. I think it's Brett Hudson who on the Mastermind says, "I'd rather prepare for my day than repair." And Brett Hudson also says, "I have the opportunity to choose the spiritual path or the psychopath, and I choose option A." And part of choosing the spiritual path is just making sure that before you do anything in business, you get ready. You read something great. You listen to something great. Maybe you pray. Maybe you meditate. Maybe you do your gratitude list. Maybe you plan your day a little bit, right? That's what we mean by get ready. And that's something that seems to be an important step of every day in business. So that's step number one, get ready. Step number two, if you're building any sort of a business, especially on the internet, the number two thing you need to do on a daily basis is get traffic and leads, right? You need people coming into your world. You need people coming in to your digital storefront, so you'll have an opportunity to make a sale. You know, if you own a grocery store and nobody ever comes in the door, how much milk are you going to sell? How much bread are you going to? You're going to sell nothing, right? So at least you have to have people in the door to even have a chance to sell something and make a profit. So that's step number two, is you got to get traffic and leads. You got to get people in the door. And once they're in the door, the next step is, because remember, you own a grocery store, someone walks in the door, that doesn't mean they're going to buy something. That just means you have the chance for them to buy something, right? So, and that leads us to step number three, which is get sales, right? We have traffic and leads, and then the next thing we want to do on a daily basis is focus on converting the traffic and the leads, the people that came into our grocery store, into sales, right? So we got get ready, get traffic and leads, get sales. And then the fourth thing that seems to be a really good thing to do is get coaching from people that you trust and from people who have better results than you have at whatever point in time that you're at, right? Because if you get coaching from people who are ahead of you on the path and people that you trust, and I was thinking about that, get coaching. We got to be careful about using that term because it seems like everyone and their dog is selling coaching these days. And that doesn't mean you should buy coaching from everyone and their dog, right? It means you should get coaching from people who are qualified and from people that you trust. Because if you're around people who are qualified and you trust them, they can give you insights and tips and ideas that can help you improve the whole process that we just talked about. And if you're improving the process that we just talked about, I don't see how you can fail, right? As long as you stay persistent, as long as you stay in the game, and as long as you continue to make small improvements in your process over time with good, trustworthy coaching, it seems like the only path forward is to be successful, at least in my view. So get ready, get traffic and leads, get sales, get coaching. And in alignment with that, I wanted to share one little tip for converting more sales from the traffic and leads that you have. And I think this is a tip that applies in any type of business that you're doing. Okay, so here's the tip. If you want it, if you're open to applying it, right? I really don't want this to fall on deaf ears, but if your ears are open, let he and she who have ears to hear what I'm about to say. Okay, here's the tip. Deepen the relationship. Okay, deepen the relationship. And there are a number of ways that this can be done. Mr. Kevin Sousa, who we heard today and who hosted earlier this week, is a master of the phone. And one of the things that he likes to do is deepen the relationship through one-on-one communication and interaction on the phone. And you know what? Kevin gets sales because he's willing to deepen the relationship, right? Anthony Marsden, who's also on this mastermind, has been focusing on doing the same, letting people on his email list know that he's here to help them and to serve them. And if people want to connect with him, he is open to that. And guess what? He's getting more sales than he was before because he's doing what? Because he's deepening the relationship. Now, I'm going to throw something else out here. Does this mean you must get on the phone with people? It does not. Now, as Kevin pointed out in our mastermind earlier this week, if you're not getting any sales and the things you're doing are not working, then it might not be a bad idea to be open to trying something different, right? To maybe getting on the phone or maybe sending a text or, you know, doing these things. But there are other ways to deepen the relationship, right? So let's say you're building an email list and you're driving traffic and, you know, people are subscribing to your list and you're sending emails every day, right? That's a way to deepen the relationship by sending emails to your email list. Now they're seeing your name in their inbox. Now they're getting messages from you. And by the way, if you're just copy-pasting messages from other people, are you deepening the relationship? That's something to think about. You know, it's not to say that we should never copy-paste or swipe messages, but remember the principle that we're striving for is to deepen the relationship. So if we really want to deepen the relationship via email, it might be a good idea to include our own personality, our own voice in the emails, at least from time to time, right, to deepen the relationship. And if you want to take it a step higher on the deepen the relationship scale, you know, what's the difference between reading someone's words in an email inbox and hearing their voice? Is there a difference in the level of relationship that you feel you have with someone who is just sending you emails versus you actually get to hear the person's voice? There is a little bit of a difference, right? And now take it a step further. Is there a difference between reading someone's words, hearing their voice, and actually seeing them on video? That's another step higher, right? And so, you know, if you're building an email list and you want to deepen the relationship, I would love to challenge you to yes, write emails and send emails because that definitely helps. And also, do the best that you can to send your prospects your voice, you know, little audios of yourself, or maybe even videos if you want to, you know, go even further up that scale. So I wanted to pass that along as food for thought today. The four steps maybe we could consider doing every day. Get ready, get traffic and leads, get sales, get coaching, and then also do the best that we can to deepen the relationships that we have with the people that we're connecting with. That can really go a long way in helping us to convert more sales into whatever it is that we happen to be selling.
That's it for today, my friend. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. And by the way, if you have not subscribed to my list and or gone through my 7 free marketing videos, definitely head over to onlinerecruitingsecrets.com and grab those free videos. They can help you a lot with your marketing. Or of course, if you're on my blog, you can click the link right down below this post. And that's it for now. Whatever you do, have an awesome weekend. Whatever you do, always go for your dreams. Take care, and we'll see you in a future post, conference call, or one-on-one interaction. Take care and bye for now.